fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 7th day of April. Well, we have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. He's the only submarine veteran who's gone public about the map showing the new coastlines of North America. He appears on my new DVD, this Volume 2 of Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Tim is a family man with a lovely wife, adult children, grandchildren. He lives on a ranch outside of a small community out in the Missouri Ozarks. And he, despite suffering severe radiation poisoning, he has a very full life and a very good life. Tim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
Yeah, it is a beautiful morning. What happened to the tree frogs, Tim? We had them during that warm spell, then it snowed, and I haven't heard them again. How about you?
No, I haven't either, come to think of it. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they decided winter wasn't over yet and buried back down in the ground or something.
I think that's the most likely thing. They're cute little critters, and I always look forward to their songs in the springtime. You know, we don't have much time before this first break. This first segment is only a couple of minutes. I got your website here in front of me, ruralsurvival.info. It's getting a little bit easier to navigate here, from what I can see.
I'm trying.
I know you are. I can tell that. And I see on the left side here a whole list of topics that people can go down to and look at and review for. I don't want to start this list before the break and have to stop. So when we come back from the first break, we'll start out with the top of the list here, which is EPA radiation monitoring, which you've got that in yellow highlighter, which it should be, given what's going on and given your personal experience with radiation. There's our first break. Tim, hold on. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In time. times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Thursday, the 7th day of April. I've got an unexpected surprise, and I'm very glad that this came up. In addition to Tim Spencer, we're going to be joined by Mr. Alexander Bachman. Alexander Bachman is a journalist living in Mexico. He is very knowledgeable of a lot of topics, and he's interviewed a number of people who have firsthand sightings of Chinese military equipment, Chinese military personnel being pre-staged, pre-positioned, I should say, in the country of Mexico, all the way from near the American border to all the way down there to Guatemala. Good morning, Alexander.
Hi, good morning, John, and hello to all your audience that's listening. Okay. And I'm very happy to be on your show today. Thank you.
Good to be here. Now, Tim and I are both military veterans, so we do have some knowledge of the way the military works, and all militaries have very similar ways in which they work in terms of logistics and planning and pre-staging men and equipment to get ready for an operation. And I want to focus on that. And Tim, I expect you to jump in and ask questions as they come up also.
Okay.
So anyway, Tim, meet Alexander. Alexander, meet Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Alexander. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, now, Alexander, I'd like you to tell us, first of all, what was your first knowledge? How many years ago, not necessarily the month and year, but maybe spring, winter, fall, what year did you first have knowledge that the People's Liberation Army of China was pre-positioning men and equipment in Mexico?
This was back in late winter of 2009. We came across an email on our desk from a truck driver who was driving products over from Guatemala into Mexico on the border with the capital city of Guatemala City, with the bordering Mexico City of the state of Chiapas in the Yucatan Peninsula called Tapachula, Chiapas. He commented to us, he was very worried because he made a stop near beside the jungle on the road before getting to Guatemala City, and he went to take a leak, basically, and he saw all these tanks there, you know, and he saw the Chinese insignia on the tanks, but he said there were hundreds of tanks there, and also Russian tanks.
Now, describe the terrain. You mentioned jungle. What is that part of Mexico like down there, the terrain and the vegetation?
It's just
it's jungle.
Jungle
now,
terrain. But that he could see that they were undercover.
When you say undercover, they had camouflage netting to protect them from being seen by satellites?
No, they were under the trees. Basically,
that's all you would need, because the jungle is thick enough, you wouldn't need anything else, would you?
Yeah, but he said that it's a huge operation. He talked about hundreds and hundreds of tanks there. And back in 2001, basically, we had already learned that there was a prepositioning of inclusively nuclear devices within Mexico, in cohort with the Mexican military. We couldn't ever verify that information, but nonetheless, back in 1982, there was a very big negotiation going on between the Russian government, back then it was the Soviet government, which is basically the hardliners from the communist regime, that tried to buy the northeastern state of Tamaulipas from the Mexican government.
Right.
They almost signed the deal. But right now, with the situation going on in Mexico and the way we see things developing, it's safe to conclude that Tamaulipas is a failed state within the failed state of Mexico. I mean, we got these Zetas operating. This week, we have 121 special forces deserting from the Mexican military. Nobody knows where they are.
Really?
Yes, really. So we probably, suffice to conclude, we probably think that they're within the Zeta cartel, or they're forming a new cartel. Whatever it is, this criminal insurgency, I believe, is a smokescreen in the northern part of Mexico to keep people away from the idea that we have Soviet and communist and North Korean troops south of the border from the United States.
The North Korean part, that's a new twist on this. I have not heard of the North Koreans being there previously.
Neither have I.
Well, we have that information from another truck driver that drove south from Laredo, Texas, into the state of Nuevo León, and Nuevo León is right beside Tamaulipas. I mean, if you're driving down the Gulf on the side of Texas, you enter Mexico on the Gulf side, Brownsville, you go right into Tamaulipas. Now, the state adjacent to Tamaulipas on the west is Nuevo León. So the road that drives down from Laredo, Texas, into Mexico takes you to Nuevo León, to the capital city of that state, which is Monterrey. So north of Monterrey, according to the report that we have here from Steve Quayle, is this truck driver was escorted by Mexican federal police officers, okay?
Right.
He had a private escort to a military base south of Laredo, Texas. We're talking about 60 miles south in the middle of the mountains. And this is desert territory. So when he arrived there to unload the supplies of food, he basically had time to see all operation. He said he could count thousands upon thousands of armored vehicles and what looked like shipping containers for sleeping quarters and soldiers. He said
I notice here, Alexander, that Laredo, Texas is where the I-35 corridor goes through.
Yes.
So, and how close were they to Laredo?
60 miles.
Okay, well, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump. That's exactly, if I was going to do this, that's exactly where I would pre-position my armor, was near the I-35 corridor to go straight north in the most expedient way possible.
That's absolutely. Exactly. I do the same thing, John.
Yep, yep. You know, Alexander, go ahead.
I'm sorry, just to point out something. Remember in Texas, like 2 years ago, there were these big military operations where they closed down part of the freeway that goes towards Houston. The military closed them, and they did these basically these simulations of some sort. So this super corridor that's being built, all these super corridors that are connecting the future super state of North America, are in fact corridors that are being built for a military operation. And this was given to me by a Mexican businessman who has business with China, who was in China, and he told me back in some years ago, 2007, 2006, I don't remember exactly, but he told me personally, look, you know who's building all these new super-paved eight-lane roads into concrete roads into the United States? No, I said, who? The Chinese military.
Right.
So
right.
This goes in tandem with having all this infrastructure being put into place for a perfect military invasion, a silent military invasion. Now, it might not look like a military invasion because this could be, if we have nuclear devices going off in the United States simultaneously in different cities, such as RDDs, radiological dispersion devices, or whatever,
right.
This could literally pave way for the Chinese to say, well, we want to help. We want to help the United States because they're suffering greatly right now. They have this.
And you're right, Alexander. They'll be invited in. That's exactly what happened. They'd be invited in.
Under auspices of the United Nations, which we know what, with what we're seeing, that NATO is already compromised. NATO is the global military now. It is the New World Order military.
Yeah, and NATO has become the military arm of the United Nations, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and especially if we go into the unit section of the United Nations, which is the United Nations Intelligence Task Force, which basically runs everything above NATO. We're talking about black ops. We're talking about covert operations. Just look at Libya. It's the same thing. What about invading your own country? And especially if you have a president that's not even American. So
right.
You see, the invasion already started a long time ago.
Agreed, agreed. Alexander, I want you to get your website out, please, before this break comes up here momentarily.
Yes, our website is alexanderbachman.com. That's BACKMAN.com, alexanderbachman.com.
Okay, and Tim, get your website out, please, also.
Worldwide Web ruralsurvival.info.
Okay, and then make sure you put .info and not .com with Rural Survival. Alexander, do you have any understanding of what deal was cut between the Mexican government and the Chinese to get them to go along with this? Well, hold that thought. We got a break coming up.
Yeah.
When we come back from the break, we'll answer that. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. This is Tuesday, Thursday, the 7th day of April. Alexander, before the break, I was asking you, sir, if you had any information on the deal that's been cut between the People's Liberation Army and the country of Mexico.
Well, I believe it's about business. This is about money, and this is about who's going to get the biggest slice of the cake after the United States defaults its currency the way things are going by May 16th, according to the Treasury. I mean, the United States will not be solvent. So I believe that everything is being aligned as a great design, as the Masons would term it. This is a design, and the United States is being collapsed by design. It's very sad to see one of the greatest nations in the world with a dumbfounded population where they do not wake up to the republic. You see, we're talking about a constitutional republic here.
Right.
The same as Mexico. And we're very sad. I even have to put out a video last week against the repression of liberties and rights in Mexico with the Mexican President Calderon, who by the same standards is also a traitor to our country. I'm accusing him of high treason, as three other congressmen, federal congressmen, are accusing him. He's violating the Mexican Constitution, the penal code. I mean, this guy could go to jail through impeachment up to 40 years. So what we're seeing is that there is a conspiracy, and I'm sorry to say that, but this is not a theory. It's happening right now. We have a law enforcement officer in a large metropolitan city again, March 28th, reporting this situation in the United States, where there's high-ranking government sources that the U.S. forces were involved in the following. There was a firefight at the Palo Verde nuclear plant in Arizona just recently.
Really?
After receiving orders to eliminate multiple Iranian cells in the continental U.S. I mean, some live nukes were being moved in Ohio simultaneously, in Illinois, and in Arizona. So, according to this source, who's a government law enforcement official, they were searching for nuclear devices in these states. There were armored vehicles that were, they've been seen offloaded in Indiana at an abandoned factory, and others were being transported westward by railroad cars. The U.S. government, personally, is selling the United States to the Red Chinese. And if you just go into the data with the free trade zones, I mean, these free trade zones, 200 free trade zones that the China come over here and start manufacturing within the United States, like these little ghettos, they're going to start manufacturing states, then the outsourcing. That's the pretext. But this
right.
is an invasion.
Well, it's free trade zones. Inside the fence, that would be China. It would be Chinese territory, wouldn't it? Inside the fence of these free trade zones.
Yeah, legally, they have autonomy within these new free trade zones. And other situations are arising, like key government U.S. personnel are not being allowed to retire because they are more dangerous retired and free from scrutiny by the government. We have foreigners who have identified themselves as Russians, Iraqis, that are visiting metropolitan law enforcement agencies in the U.S. under the pretense that they are here to observe how these agencies operate. We have a high-ranking government source identified these so-called visitors as assassins who are scouting our infrastructure of the United States, key personnel. Basically, the red list, they're putting together some red lists to start eliminating certain people. So the destruction in Libya, the Middle East, and the hyperinflation of oil, which is coming to $200, $300 a barrel, is all a Bilderberg operation. All of this in tandem with the situation where Blackwater is also involved in the mix. I mean, we have Blackwater operating in Mexico, XES services. We have them hiring university students, foreign exchange students within Mexico. And we also see that the situation in Mexico right now, we have 26 states protesting as of today against Felipe Calderon's regime of militarization in our streets. We have the United Nations asking President Felipe Calderon to withdraw all military from our streets. Vicente Fox, who is a member of the Club of Madrid and who's also within the globalist a regime of this collapse of the world system, he's also asking Felipe Calderon to withdraw military from the street. But why would he retire the Mexican military from the streets of Mexico? Well, to let the United Nations come into Mexico. So it's going to be like a double operation. You're going to have the UN come into Mexico under the auspices of peace, and then you're going to have simultaneous events going off in the United States where everybody's going to get together and save America from
right,
total disaster.
Right, right. Is there a possibility, Alexander, that a promise has been made to repatriate parts of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California to Mexico? Hold
no,
that
I don't
thought.
Think that's a possibility.
Okay. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday the 7th. A freeze-dried guy took delivery of 200 cases of granola a few days back. 200 cases. That's 6 number 10 cans per case. You want to get in on this special? You need to go to his website, freezedryguy.com, or give him a call. It's only 6:30 in the morning out there on the left coast where Alexander is. Give him a couple of hours at least. 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Mr. Tim Spencer. His website is ruralsurvival.info, ruralsurvival.info. And Mr. Alexander Bachman, his website is Alexander Bachman, that's B-A-C-K, alexanderbachman.com. Alexander, before the break, I was asking you if there was any possibility that Mexico has been promised any United States real estate in exchange for their cooperation. And your response is?
To give Mexico certain states of the United States, I don't think so. But what I do know is that Mexico is complacent or compliant with the Chinese economically. I mean, Mexico is one of the biggest countries in the world with piracy. So, I mean, where does piracy come from? It comes from the Red Army. It comes from them. Just to point out, we have a huge supermarket chain. Well, it's not supermarket. These $1 stores all over Mexico. And all the products come from the Chinese. And we know that that's financing the Chinese military because all the logos of these nationwide chain stores of $1 items always have the red star or a big red background with a yellow star, five-pointed star. So we know it's a Chinese operation.
Right.
I mean, just put two and two together, we know Mexico and China are working together.
Absolutely. Now, Tim, of course, is a Navy veteran, and tell us about the ports, the Chinese making use of the deep water ports in Mexico.
Well, we had down here in Ensenada, we had a situation where a large shipment of weapons were being unloaded at the docks. We had two instances. One got through, and the most recent one last year, 2010, was stopped by the Mexican military. They didn't grab the persons that were doing the operation. That's what the official report. But we know that probably there was bribery going on, because in Mexico, bribery is the thing. So what we're seeing is a Red Dawn operation in the mix. We see the remaking of Red Dawn, and they changed it from Russians to Chinese soldiers.
That's
so
right.
I think that everything is being placed to acclimate the population to this possibility.
I agree. Well, the film, the new version of Red Dawn, was supposed to come out a year or two ago. I believe it may be released this calendar year, 2011. Tim, have you and I talked about the new film, Red Dawn?
No, we have not, John.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting to see it come out. And Red Dawn, of course, is a Pentagon war scenario. It's not something that some Hollywood director dreamed up for a title of a film. And if it does come out this year, you're right, Alexander, it does have Chinese invading the United States. And once again, a group of young Americans as part of the resistance. That could very well be our future, couldn't it, Alexander?
Yes, and another thing, I mean, we have military personnel that are retired in the United States and also in Mexico, seeing young Chinese male restaurant workers in Corpus Christi, in Northern Carolina, in Montana, and other states as well. And we have the same reports out of Ciudad Juarez, out of Mexicali. This is south of Calexico, east of San Diego. We have people emailing us that they've been seeing these very tall Chinese muscular men walking the streets of Mexicali, and they stand out, they say, because they're not normal Chinese.
They're healthy young males with thick necks. That's what you look for, is thick necks. And that's who these are.
And he saw a certain tattoo. He saw a certain tattoo on the left forearm, which was indicative, it was a dragon of some sorts. Whatever it is, these are special forces, as you already mentioned on your show.
The physical profile of special forces is pretty ubiquitous. Doesn't matter if they're American or Chinese or Russian. Healthy young men with thick necks and maybe a special tattoo here and there. We got some calls on hold here, gentlemen. Regular caller, Gail in Tennessee. Good morning, Gail. Gail, you're on the air.
That's very interesting. Were you aware that Obama has been having town hall meetings with the Spanish news media, with Televisión, and he's, Hispanic people, you know, setting in just like he does the American town hall meetings. Anyway, yesterday he had one with them, and he was talking about that we're going to need all the young Mexicans here to help rebuild this country, and he said because we're going to be having massive destruction in this country due to tornadoes. Well, that's a little strange, I would say, because tornadoes have always been around.
Right.
But also talking about earthquakes, tornadoes, the exact words were that it wasn't looking good for America. And here's the strange part he went on to say. He said that the people there at NORAD in Colorado probably know a whole lot more about this than I do. I'm just catching bits and pieces of it. But we're going to need these Mexicans, and that's why he's pushing behind the scenes to get them documented here and get them, you know, legal status here in America, because we're going to need them to rebuild this country. That was just yesterday at a town hall meeting.
That's amazing, Gail. Okay. Anything else?
We have information.
No, I'll listen offline. Okay, thanks, I just wanted to throw that in the mix.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Alexander.
It's very important what Gail mentions. 2 points here. La Raza, this left-wing communist movement embedded within California universities that's asking to give back to Mexico, California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada, is just another communist operation.
Right, it is.
Second point. A newsstand salesman in Tijuana, once I got out of the city hall in Tijuana, I was really upset about something I had to do with the government, which took a long time, and I was complaining at the newspaper stand. He said, well, if you want, I'll give you my number, and I can get you all AK-47s you want directly from the Chinese military. He told me, no, but he told me in a serious note, you know. I'm like, no, don't worry, man, it's not that bad. So anyway, we have that situation. And the last point I wanted to mention with regard to Obama, well, Obama is just a mind control operation, but Obama and this thing that she mentioned with the town hall meetings, getting the Mexicans to support him and everything, well, we have a direct source that was giving some consultations to the family members of Obama in California. And hear this, 2 weeks ago, they left California because something big was going to happen.
Right.
So, and also, they mentioned that Obama wants to legalize all Mexicans very soon. Now, this legalization process is probably just a ruse in order to get the immigrants into the FEMA camps. That's
it may
the
be.
Situation.
It may be.
Yeah.
No. We got another call here. Ron in Texas. Good morning, Ron. You're on the air, Ron. Go ahead.
Liz, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was looking at the free trade zone list, and in Laredo, there's one right at the airport, right off of 35. It just seemed kind
of... How handy.
you can look at it on Google Earth. And then I also noticed on Google Earth they have Los Angeles and San Diego blurred up. Seems kind of strange.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Ron.
All right.
And let's go. Another caller here, Randy in Louisiana. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, John. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
I have a question for Alexander. I'd heard Alexander make a comment on a previous program about interviewing someone who had explained to him the reason for the Cold War, and I was hoping to hear Alexander elaborate on that interview.
Well, yeah, basically the Cold War was designed in order to basically have... Well, when I was in, I ended up in Romania back in 1999. I have evidence of this. I was interrogated at first and then interviewed. We ended up being friends with the director, the national director of counterterrorism of Romania, of all things. And we were talking about deep underground military bases, the advanced military, DARPA, black projects, skunk works, the works, you know. And basically he told me that the Russians and the United States were already working together. I don't know if it's that piece of data, but he told me that the Russians, the hardline communists, were working with the United States to embed the United States. Sleeper cells. We're talking about also this being supported by Colonel Stanislav Lunev under a congressional record at the Senate, saying as the biggest defector from the Russians into the United States, that there are more than 10,000 sleeper cells of Russians within the United States and pre-positioned nuclear devices and also the use of seismic weapons. And you see, the Russians are way far advanced than the Americans with the HARP technology, with the Tesla technology to create weapons or to attack the population directly. They can even create frequencies of strains of viruses that can be inserted into the human population's DNA. So I believe that the United States has a big problem because the enemy is already within. The enemy is not without. It's already within the structure. After Kennedy was assassinated, everything changed in the United States.
So was there any tie-in with the Cold War to Earth changes coming?
Well, basically, what I
said. Well, let me take that, Alexander. Once, in 1979, once the powers of B determined what would be happening in the future, they incorporated the Earth changes into their pre-existing plans, and probably caused things to maybe speed up a little bit because they knew they had a limited window when the Earth changes would shut them down as well. So they just incorporated these matters into what they already were planning.
Very good. I'll let you move on. Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Now, Alexander, have you been to Tim Spencer's website?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'm going to encourage you to do so. I know because preparedness always comes up, and ruralsurvival.info is really an excellent place for anybody who is interested to get the information they need. I've got the website right here in front of me to get information they need on preparedness and survival. And, Alexander, I believe you'll concur with me. The people most likely to get through this are people living in remote farms and villages away from these cities. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, the cities, when they collapse, I mean, you got 3 days for supplies to be out of the network. The distribution of water and food. Just look at Fukushima. It's the same example as Haiti. Haiti right now is unlivable. Port-au-Prince, people still have shortage of water and food. I mean, the scenario is bleak, but if you prepare, honestly prepare, and start putting your kids together, also go to the, of all things, and I know it sounds ironic, but go to the FEMA website. They have a program at ready.gov for emergency preparedness. All the kit is there, and they also have it in Spanish at listo.gov. You can get your preparedness kits ready. Because when we talk about tornadoes, as somebody mentioned, this nice lady mentioned today, in Florida we had tornadoes. We had water tornadoes the same day as the earthquake in Japan in San Francisco.
Really?
So, yeah, they know that the earth changes are coming, and they've been preparing for the big geothermal event. That's how they term it within the high elite in the city of London with the Anglo-Saxon mission. Now, if nobody's ever researched the Anglo-Saxon mission, I recommend you do so, because we have military whistleblowers on at a nuclear level within the UK speaking out and saying, look, they want to start the Third World War, they want to create a pandemic virus, a worldwide virus, to exterminate at least 80% of the Chinese population. They want to start a nuclear war, a small nuclear war in the Middle East with Israel, and all this in cahoots with militarizing, having the pretext to militarize all the Western, the whole Western states, the United States, to militarize the streets in Canada. Mexico's already compromised, South America as well. So what we're starting to see is the development or the pushing of the agenda. We just have the Interpol director just yesterday announcing that he wants an international ID system for all citizens of the world.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I read that myself.
Yeah. Well, that's going to... And how soon does he want it? Who's going to implement and pay for that?
Well, he wants it as soon as possible. You see, they're pushing this faster and faster and faster. And
they know they're running out of time, don't they, Alexander?
Yes, they do. So they're gonna start triggering certain events in order to get the population threatened, scared, out of their wits, so people just comply with the new world order. You see, we saw it on CNN last week. We know CNN belongs to Ted Turner, who is in favor of the Chinese agenda of just one child per family policy. He's been saying it rampantly to reduce the world population. So we have all these people, these globalists, these communists, because Maurice Strong with Agenda 21, the Wildlands Project, in order to put Americans into specific...
Yeah, we're dealing with that, and we're dealing with that in the Ozarks right now, aren't we, Tim?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Now, we got a caller here, gentlemen. Danny in South Dakota. Good morning, Danny.
Just a short call. I just wanted to let you know that you were talking about the Red Dawn remake.
Right, right.
Apparently, they had digitally removed the Chinese and replaced it with North Koreans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's even better.
I was just looking it up on there, and they said MGM changed it. And I guess the movie was done last year sometime. And I seen the trailer for them, and then I heard about that maybe a week ago or something, and I just finally checked it out. And yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I appreciate the call. Okay, thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
How about that, Alexander?
Well, the world is upside down. I mean, Tim, John, the world is upside down. Look, BP is going to start perforating the Gulf again. We have this huge advertising campaign by BP saying that the Gulf is safe now, the food is safe now. What about all the millions of people that are going to be sick from cancer and other diseases? It's about population reduction.
It is. Alexander, hold that thought. Tim, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
From Russia with love.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Maybe we should be from China with love, huh, Alexander? Tim, do you have any questions for Alexander before we wrap up this show?
Yes, I got one, Alexander, something I'm quite curious about. the general population in Mexico, what is their feeling towards the Chinese troops being there? Is there any complaints or...
Well, they're not even aware, okay? The problem in Mexico is there's a total media control of the population. 80% of the people watch TV. national TV, just like in Japan. I mean, it's a society of dumbed down anti-nationalists. People don't believe in the Constitution. They don't even know what it represents. It's very sad to tell you this as a Mexican citizen. I'm sad for my people. It's just very sad. The intellectual part of Mexicans, well, they are very worried, but it's a few minority. It's a minority that's being, the middle class is being undertaken, just as in the United States. People suffer greatly from poverty, malnutrition, lack of education, total mind control by the controlled media.
I understand.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to wrap up this segment here. We're visiting with Tim Spencer. His website is worldwidewebruralsurvival.info. And Mr. Alexander Bachman, his website is alexanderbachman.com. That's B-A-C-K, alexanderbachman.com. Gentlemen, I don't want to be cut off by the music in the middle of a sentence here. I do want to thank you both for taking out some time in your morning to visit with us. Alexander, you've gotten a bit difficult to get a hold of, but we still catch up with each other, and I'm grateful for that. Tim, I'll be in contact with you privately. I'm going to try to set up lunch with you soon, and we'll go from there. Alexander, thank you, and Tim, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much, John and Tim. Just one last thing I just wanted to mention. If you haven't researched Dudeman? Dudeman's
prophecy. I met Dmitri when he was still alive, yes.
Okay, well, I think that's happening right now. And these Chinese ghost cities that are in the middle of Mongolia, they're just ghost cities. There are sky rises everywhere,
right.
Totally designed. It's just like the Indiana Jones movie, you know, the last one where there was a nuke going off in the middle of Nevada back in the 40s in the movie. Well, there's somebody that talked to a Mongolian person over there, and this woman is scared to death to talk about these cities. Why? Because this is a neutron bomb test site by the Chinese in order to exterminate American population. And that's how bad it gets, people. And I'm sorry,
okay,
but pray to God that he covers you with his blood, and Jesus Christ may save America.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alexander. Thank you, Tim. You gentlemen have a good day. I'll be in touch privately. Okay, we're just about out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thursday the 7th. We got one more show this week. It was an exciting hour there, to say the least. Alexander Bachman always brings a lot of good information to the table. And I want to encourage all of you to get your spiritual house in order, work on your skills, and so forth. That's it for today. You all be safe out there, buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America. Is that Manny? Matt, okay, thank you, Matt. Have a great day.